Toronto Zoomer Radio and legendary blues rock artist David Wilcox from 1983 Riverboat Fantasy on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. The first time I saw David Wilcox on stage was at Ottawa's Carleton University, Oliver's Pub, August 1985. Many pitchers of beer and many fans, including me, singing at the top of our lungs. That scene could very well repeat itself this weekend at Toronto's Horseshoe Tavern when David plays two shows at the Horseshoe to mark its 75th birthday. Thrilled to welcome David Wilcox to the Morning Zoom. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Oh, Sammy, you are like a super fan.
I'm a super duper fan.
You're a super duper. How could I outdo that?
But you met David.
I met David back in the day when I was at Q107 in the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. And you and I chatted on occasion back then. When it was the Morning Zoo, not the Morning Zoom.
Yes.
Yeah. David, before we talk about the Horseshoe, I thought maybe we could get your recollections of Ian Tyson, who recently passed. You did know him back in the day.
Very well. And Ian Tyson was the person who gave me my first chance. When I was playing the guitar in my mother's basement in North Toronto, didn't have a job. I was just about to turn 21, and he gave me an audition. He didn't want to do it. I got his phone number and begged for an audition, and he gave me one, and I got the gig. And it was one of the most amazing things that's ever happened to me. I was traveling around North America playing lead guitar in a rock band, country rock. And so I always love Ian for that, and he taught me a great deal.
Wow, that's an amazing memory.
It is.
So we love playing your music here on Zoomer Radio.
Thank you.
Do you remember the first time you heard your own music on a radio station? Like, what is that feeling to be a young guy and to record a bunch of stuff and something finally hits? How is that? And what was it like to turn the radio on and hear you?
Well, a lot of gratitude, and of course I was very excited, and then they played something like Positively 4th Street by Bob Dylan genius level, So it was also very humbling because there's some great artists on the radio,
It's hilarious.
Well, let's talk about the Horseshoe Tavern and how iconic it is in the Toronto music scene, the history of it. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on this 75th anniversary?
Well, it was one of my first gigs that I ever played as a front person, and over the years I saw a bunch of different bands there, and it's one of the great, great Toronto venues, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And can I just say too, I've let a few people know that you're on the show, and everybody's first reaction is, what a guitarist, very few better than David Wilcox on the guitar. So congratulations to you, because these are music people in the know to say that about your talent.
One of the places I learned was the Horseshoe. And ironically, the first time I saw a great guitar player, well, a number of them, but James Burton, who played lead for Elvis for many years, was at the Horseshoe. He was playing with Jerry Lee Lewis, but that was the first time I ever saw him.
You saw Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yes, I did.
The Horseshoe?
At the Horseshoe.
That's so neat. And for our younger Zoomers who are listening along, maybe you could share some personal memories from back in the day. That would certainly be a highlight.
That was one. Now, I have a problem. And the problem is that once I get to a show, I remember the show more than the venue. I've been to the Horseshoe many times as a fan and also played it in the early days several times. But Jerry Lee Lewis I saw there, I think Roy Buchanan. So I would go for the guitar players a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And what did you learn from them?
Oh, showmanship from Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, for sure.
Especially. And from James Burton, for example, one of the most serious people I've ever met in my life. He seems always attuned to what would the guitar do now in this situation, whether you're in a shopping mall or, I don't know, sitting watching TV or whatever. He's always focused on that.
Okay, so I said this to you off the air, and I'll just share on the air. I think you look amazing. I saw you in 1985. It's not that you didn't look amazing in 85, but 85 was a time, was an experimental time, perhaps.
That's a kind word.
Is it? Okay. In our young lives. And we've all matured, and as we've matured, we've become so much better looking. But you do look super healthy. Can I just say that? So what's the secret, and what's changed?
Don't die. That's the big secret, I guess. And the party has changed. Yeah. I'm still a party animal, but the party is a little different, and I enjoy it more.
Okay, well, okay. Yeah, but you gotta expand on that. What do you mean?
Yes, it's a little bit. I need to know more.
That, well, the party's a lot cheaper.
What are you doing to live well, to age well? I mean, there has to be exercise in the mix, and going to bed at a decent time and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, I like to walk a lot. Good. And walking is great. It's like TV, but it's good for me.
Yep, right,
exactly.
And I do a lot of walking. Could eat better, but still, and genetically, the luck of the draw, I think, to some extent. So, yeah. You know, and plus, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I love playing music for people, mm-hmm. and I love people. And so my life is a happy one.
Really. Okay, well, we're super excited to have you here. And gigs after the Horseshoe, what else have you got coming up this year? Or do you? And because you're sold out, fans can't necessarily get to this show. Is there something else they can look forward to down the road?
Yes, there is. March 9th, Oshawa. And March 10th, Barry.
Canadian blues and rock legend David Wilcox. Have fun at the Horseshoe, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Love him. Let's check your drive now. Here's Spencer.